Morning Watch. The enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 4. Knowing the all-inclusive Christ and growing with the growth of God. Thursday. Related verses. Colossians 3:1-4. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. John 17:24. Father, concerning that which you have given me, I desire that they also may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Related reading. Our position is that we are in Christ. Because we are in him, we are where he is, at the right hand of God. In John 17:24, the Lord Jesus prayed, Father, concerning that which you have given me, I desire that they also may be with me where I am. To be where the Lord Jesus is not a matter of geography. The Lord is in the Father, and he prayed that the disciples who are not yet in the Father would be brought into him. The Lord prayed, therefore, that they would be where he is. If we stop here, we will have nothing more than a mere doctrinal understanding of our one position with Christ. We will only know the fact that we are in Christ, in the Father, and in heaven. What makes this real is that we are one spirit with the Lord. It is when we are in the Spirit that we are in Christ, in the Father, and in heaven practically and experientially. Praise the Lord that transmission is going on from heaven to our spirit. When we experience this transmission, we are truly in Christ, in the Father, and in heaven. Our spirit is directly related to heaven. The heavenly transmission begins in heaven and ends in our spirit. Because we may experience and enjoy this unique transmission, there is no need for us to go to heaven in order to be in heaven. Simply, by being in our spirit, where we experience the transmission from heaven, we are in heaven. Just as the lights in the meeting hall are connected to the power plant by the flow of electricity, so we are connected to heaven by the divine transmission, which flows from the throne of God in heaven to our spirit. We need to ask ourselves whether we are in heaven or on earth. In answering this question, we need to be careful. The proper way to answer is to say that when we are in spirit, we are also in heaven. But when we are not in spirit, we are on earth, and experientially, even under the earth. According to our experience, we know that in spirit, we may be in heaven 1 minute, and then, because we do not remain in our spirit, we may immediately plunge down to the earth. For example, during your time with the Lord in the morning, you may be in the heavenlies, having prayed yourself into the Spirit. But at the breakfast table, your wife or husband may say something to bother you, and immediately you are drawn out of the Spirit into the flesh. No longer are you in heaven, you are now on earth. This indicates that only when we are in spirit are we in heaven. Whenever we are outside the spirit, we are earthly. In Colossians 3:1, Paul charges us to seek the things which are above. The way to seek these things is to turn to the Spirit and call on the name of the Lord. Then we are lifted into heaven. Then, in our experience, we are in Christ, in the Father, and in heaven. Then, in the Spirit, we are one in position with Christ, seeking the things which are above. In 3:3, Paul goes on to say, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Because our life, not our natural life, but our spiritual life, which is Christ, is hidden with Christ in God, who is in the heavens, we should no longer care for the things on the earth. God in the heavens should be the sphere of our living. With Christ, we should live in God. In verse 4, Paul continues, "When Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory." In God, Christ, not ourself, our soul, is our life. This life is now hidden, but it will be manifested. Then we will be manifested with this life in glory.